Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today is actually an objection on the Quran. And it is said by non-believers and at times by even our believers that the Quran promotes aggression against non-Muslims. It asks its believers to pick up arms against them, to show aggression against them, and to forcibly convert them even, and to bring them into their under their own rule. So this is what is alleged by many people, and of course there are words to this effect found in the Quran, according to which it is mentioned in the Quran that Muslims have been told at one instance to kill the polytheists. Faqtul al-mushrikeen are the words. Similarly, it is also found in the Quran that the people of the book, they have to, if they want to stay on their own faith, they must accept, they must live in subjugation to the Islamic State, and they must accept the imposition of jizya on them. So this is, of course, mentioned in the Quran. Now, it needs to be understood that if these are the verses on the basis of which people think that the Quran promotes aggression against other non-Muslims, then one must need to understand that all these verses have a specific context, and they are mentioned in relation to a specific law of the Almighty, which is meant for the messengers of God. Now, the Quran says very explicitly at many places that people who, that the foremost addressees of the messengers of God who are before them, if they intentionally deny the truth delivered by the messenger of God, the respective messenger of God, then the Almighty punishes such people in this world. And he rewards those people in this world who profess faith in this truth preached to them by their messenger, so that this reward and punishment can become a worldly affair. Now, this is what the Quran says, that this is the prerogative of the Rasuls of God, the messengers of God, that on behalf of the Almighty, they punish people who intentionally deny the truth. Now, this particular instance which I just quoted earlier on, that the Quran has told the addressees of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, who were the mushrikun, that the believers should kill them if they do not accept faith. And similarly, they should bring the people of the book in subjugation if they want to live on their own faith, and they must impose jizya on them. These particular verses relate to that particular law. And as I said, this law comes into play for every messenger of God. And for the last messenger of God, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, this was the law which has been mentioned in the Quran. So it was meant specifically for the addressees, for the foremost and direct addressees of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on whom he had delivered the truth to the ultimate extent. And this, of course, needs to be understood that it is a law of the Almighty himself. It is something which relates to divine law, which the Almighty himself enforces through his messengers, and it does not relate to other people. It relates to only the messengers of God and their companions. Now, this is very, very explicit in the Quran. Of course, the question can arise in the minds of people that if this law is meant specifically for the messengers of God, and if they are given the authority on behalf of God to punish people or to kill them, even to kill them if they do not accept the truth, then what is the relevance of this law if it is no longer applicable to us? Now, again, the answer to this question is that this law or this whole episode, which is preserved in the Quran, it has a very, very specific purpose, and that is why it has been left in the Quran, preserved in the Quran, so that it can convey a certain message to us. And that message is that these episodes in which this worldly retribution took place in the times of the messengers of God, this is meant to corroborate that greater day of judgment, which is going to take place one day, in which the Almighty is going to call all mankind to account and judge them according to their deeds. So in other words, these lesser days of judgment which were brought about in the life of the messengers of God, various messengers of God, they were meant to substantiate that greater day of judgment, which is going to take place one day, and in which the Almighty is going to call all of us to account. So for us, the law which is stated in the Quran, which the messengers of God, of course, fulfill, for us, that whole episode is meant to remind us and to keep us, to keep the fact of the hereafter in our own imagination, that one day we are going to be answerable to God. So in fact, this is nothing but an empirical evidence of the hereafter. This law is nothing but an empirical evidence of the hereafter, in which retribution is going to take place, and in which each of us will be called to account. So this is the relevance why this law has been kept intact in the Quran, and we must draw this lesson from that law. However, we are not the addressees of that law, that particular law. Another thing which needs to be clarified here is that, of course, there is one form of aggression, one form of military aggression, which still the Quran has said that believers can conduct that, can undertake that, and that is whenever a country is guilty of oppression, persecution, and injustice, then that country, of course, if negotiations fail with that country, then believers are permitted at the state level. Of course, this exercise cannot be conducted in the form of groups. If ever you have to conduct this exercise of military warfare, it has to be on the state level. And the only, as I said, the only grounds for this military campaign can be that some other country is guilty of oppression, of injustice to its citizens. Now, even in this case, it is irrelevant whether that country is a Muslim country or a non-Muslim country. The aggression here is not against any religion. The aggression here is against injustice and oppression, whoever it may be committed by. So if it is committed by a Muslim country, this aggression is allowed, this military campaign is allowed. Similarly, in the case of a non-Muslim country. So religion does not matter here. So this is the only form of aggression which the Quran has allowed us in these days, that we can, of course, as a country, we can check this injustice of any other country. If all diplomatic negotiations fail, we can launch an attack on that country to curb its oppression, to stop it from doing injustice to its people. This is the only thing, this is the only form of aggression which we can, at the state level, still do. So therefore, in a nutshell, we need to realize the fact that as far as this blame on the Quran is concerned, that it promotes aggression against other non-Muslim countries and other religions. This is an unfounded fact as far as the verses of the Quran are concerned, which seemingly depict so. They are related to a specific law of the Almighty, which only relates to His own messengers, and of course it is meant to corroborate that greater day of judgment. We in no way are the addressees of that particular law. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ